Today, by the way, is Chinese New Year, and here's something you may not know. This day is when all the big movie studios want to release their films in China. And the film everyone is talking about is a co-production between Alibaba Pictures and Canada's Entertainment One. It's called Peppa Pig Celebrates the Chinese New Year. Well, it is, after all, the year of the pig. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has more.
If you have a child over the age of 3, I guarantee you, you know who Peppa Pig is. But for the uninitiated,
I'm Peppa Pig.
Peppa is the star of the British cartoon show Peppa Pig. She loves jumping in muddy puddles. She's a little bit cheeky and a chatterbox and a sensation in China.
走开,淘气的鸭子们。走开,鸭子,走开。
Peppa was introduced in 2015, and she's taken off with adults and kids alike. One example of just how popular Peppa has become was what happened a couple of months ago. Two little girls in China saw an episode where Peppa meets the queen and shows her how to jump into mud puddles.
Oh dear, a muddy puddle. Never mind, we can walk around it.
You can't walk around a muddy puddle.
No?
No, you have to jump in it.
The girls were inspired to put out their own video message addressed to Her Majesty, asking for an invitation to Buckingham Palace, just like Peppa. They tell the queen they've tried very hard to be good children and to practice piano, so can they please visit? Their video went viral and their wish is being granted, by the way. At the same time, though, Peppa's reputation in China took a turn for the worse. Carrie Allen monitors Chinese media for the BBC.
It's become a symbol of rebellion. So people think of the character as quite gangster. I mean, you've got these rappers in China, and they're there with, you know, glasses, tattoos, medallions, and they're sat with a big plush Peppa Pig toy. So it's had a lot of success, both as a kind of, you know, cute children's toy, but also as a symbol of subversiveness.
So much so, in fact, that last year the popular Chinese social media platform TikTok temporarily banned Peppa Pig videos. So the Peppa Pig movie marks her official rehabilitation in China. The producers put out a promotional video for the movie that's this beautifully shot live-action short film of a grandfather in the countryside struggling to understand what Peppa Pig is so he can relate to his little grandson. The promo associates Peppa with Chinese values of family and tradition, a far cry from gangsterism and teenage hooliganism. And it's getting rave reviews from the Communist Party newspaper, The People's Daily. The BBC's Carrie Allen says there's a lot at stake for the government.
They think that the mass popularity of it is great for China's relations with the UK.
And vice versa. The California company STX Entertainment said this week that it was bringing the movie Peppa Pig Celebrates the Chinese New Year to big cities in the U.S. It will be in Chinese with English subtitles. The CEO told Yahoo Finance he hopes it will deepen the company's ties with China and Alibaba Pictures going forward. So Peppa Pig seems to be everything simultaneously. Adorable childhood friend, subversive element, movie star, and corporate ambassador. That's a lot for one cartoon pig. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.